So we are going to look at what the word say from the book of Mark 11, verse 23. Now, here, we'll be dealing with understanding spiritual mountains. It's the same topic under the demonic mirrors or monitoring spirits. Because a lot of people do not understand this, why all of a sudden they are just facing mountains. So for a long time, most people actually do not understand the meaning of spiritual mountains. Now, I'll share with you this. And after sharing you this topic, which is under the same topic of monitoring spirits, now you understand what we actually mean. So let's go to the book of Mark 11, verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, where was the mountain? What mountain did Jesus refer to here? Wow, so for you to understand this better, I'm going to take you back into verse 20. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now let's go verse 20. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, according to remembrance, says unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. In verse 22. And Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. Now in verse 23, then Jesus says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. If the person will not doubt in his heart, shall say unto this mountain. Now, everyone else, say after me, this mountain. Okay. So we want to understand something here that is very important. Wait a minute. What is this mountain? Now, if you check in the book of the Gospels, the word mountain does not only appear once. And we find out that actually Jesus uses the word mountain. He uses the word trees. He shall say to the trees, he shall say to the mountain. But there is a very important aspect that is here. Jesus goes to the same mountains to pray. Why on mountains? We're not finding scripture saying that Jesus went at the beach to pray. He goes at the beach to preach and to teach. He goes to the mountains to pray. All great things of Jesus Christ happens on mountains. Transfiguration happens at the mountain. What is this? Jesus multiplies bread at the mountain. Now, the Beatitude Sermon. And he raises the dead every time he's coming from the mountain. And in Mark chapter 9, Jesus commands a spirit that the disciples were failing to remove. And the Bible says he was coming from the mountain. So, what is it? What's the significance of mountains? So, we have to understand, because prophetically, mountains, they carry a very certain significance. Because when you hear the word mountain, it may just sound a mountain. But I want you to hear this. There are spiritual mountains in the Bible. And we're going to use these mountains in the Bible as a way of relaying this message to you to understand what happens in the spirit. So the most important part of this teaching is that it's going to take you somewhere else, that you're going to find your life and you're going to know which mountain you're operating upon. We're not making these mountains. Spiritually, what I'm teaching you now they exist. And I want you to know this. Spiritually, they exist. So it's not like a teaching, like a lecture who comes in the class and says, I want to teach you about this theory. No. I'm talking to you what in the spirit actually happens. So that when you say, I command this mountain out, you'll be able to know what mountain are you addressing. Because most of you, you keep just saying, in the name of Jesus, every mountain, I command every mountain. Even you sing, this mountain must be removed. And the mountain says, oh, which one? And the mountains ask each other like, hey, is it you? Are you the one they're talking about? Ah, we don't know. Let's wait. But when you know, when you know which mountain shall be removed, you actually know the mountain that you're addressing. Now, can I talk to you about mountains, spiritual mountains? Well, so first, the mountain we'll be addressing tonight is known as Mount Ararat. Come on, so say Mount Ararat. In Genesis 8, verse 4. In Genesis 8, verse 4, is a story where we see a very interesting thing. Okay, when it rained for how long? For 40 days and 40 nights, there was flood. And a man of faith by the name who? Noah. Was in the ark or in the ship, biggest ship in the world that carried all animals. But then we hear something. That all the while when it was floating on water, all people were carried away, but this ship was floating on water. And the Bible says where it went, it landed on a mountain. And the name of the mountain is Ararat. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. This is not just a happening. And I want you to know this. God, in his all wisdom, could not make a human error on earth. Mount Ararat, as I'll be sharing with you here, you find out certain things. It's located in Turkey. And it gives us an address to understand where Noah was living. So the story of Noah happened in Turkey. And I want you to hear this. So Mount Ararat is in Turkey. And spiritually, Turkey is mentioned in the Bible on very spiritual things, including the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, speaks that there is a place called Sardis in Turkey. That's where the throne of the devil is, where the devil stays. So you must understand that spiritually, certain geographical locations and places are not just mentioned. So the whole reason people were sinning and doing all crazy things in the days of Noah, they were actually living in the area where the throne of Satan is. That's when the book of Revelation, okay, he's mentioned the word Pergamos or Pergamo. Pergamos. He says that's where the throne of the devil is. So you need to understand this. Why that place and what's the meaning of that place? It's a story of another day. But I want you to hear this. So God navigates the whole ark and it lands on a mount called Ararat. Mount Ararat is a mountain. Spiritually, it has a very significance as much as your spiritual life is concerned. There are so many people who they have a breakthrough, who they survived the floods, the water, the everything else, but now they are stuck on Ararat. A miracle happened. Everything happened. but you are just stuck somewhere. Someone say Ararat. Okay. I'll come back on this one. Just keep this in your mind. I may have somebody right now who they have a breakthrough, everything happened. It's like, oh, everything is moving well. But for something to just happen, they are stuck somewhere. Say after me, Ararat. Okay. Number two. Let's see another mountain. Are you following? Let's see another mountain. We have another mountain called Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb. This mountain, it has a very important spiritual significance because we see Moses meeting this mountain twice. The first is Exodus chapter 3. Just go there. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mount of God, even to Horeb. I want you to hear this word. Mount Horeb. Say Mount Horeb. What is Mount Horeb? The Bible calls the Mount of God. That's what I'm saying to you. That these are not just mountains you're hearing. But there is something that Moses encounters at this mountain. At Mount Horeb, God comes down. It's a place where a person gets a calling. Tell your neighbor, are you hearing this? There's a level that you meet certain mountains, and the mountains of Lucifer, and other mountains are called mountains of God. Just that word, you say it's a mountain of God. It changes the whole dynamic. It tells you that there are some mountains that are spiritual. The Bible calls it a mountain of God. What about other mountains? This one is called the mountain of God. Moses passed through many mountains and nothing happened. But when he passed through Horeb, he meets God. He says, take off your shoes. The place you are standing is a holy ground. From now you shall be a prophet. There are some mountains. It's not every mountain we command. Some mountains we climb. Okay. I want you to tell your neighbor that, are you hearing the message? Tell them there is a certain mountain. It's a mountain of God.
It's a mountain of God.
Now we see that there is an encounter here. Moses just gets on the mountain. Immediately the fire is burning on a bush. And he hears a voice. Take off your shoes, where you are standing is a holy ground. Moses takes off what? His shoes. And he gets a calling. He knows God. God says, put your hand into your court. And he puts and says, remove it. And it has got leprosy. God said, do it again. And he removes it. It's purified. That was the significance of purification. God making man perfect at Mount Horeb. It is a place where we are thirsty for God. It's a place we meet God. It's a place we discover our calling. It is a place you understand your calling at Mount Horeb. Come on. Tell your neighbor that, are you hearing this? Sense Mount Horeb. Can I go ahead? Yes. Now let's see another issue that happened here. Now Moses gets a calling and then he goes to Egypt. After picking everyone from Egypt, let's go to Canaan. Guess what? They passed through this mountain. And what happened at this mountain? Let's go to Exodus. All right. 17 verse 6. Behold, I will stand before thee. Now, everyone had thirsty. There was no water. Are you following? Yes, sir. They are coming from Egypt. Going where? Canaan. To Canaan. Yeah. And they become what? Thirsty. They have no water. And this is happening where? At Mount Horeb. It's happening where? Now, I want everybody to answer this. It's happening where?
Mount Horeb.
There was water everywhere until they reached this mountain. And they're all thirsty. Because this mountain, you have to be thirsty. It's where people are made to be thirsty for God. There was a time, some of you used to be very thirsty. You want to pray. You want to read the Bible. You want to do. You want to preach. You want to talk. And that is no longer there. Because you are no longer this mountain. Because at Mount Horeb is a place you become thirsty. And it is the same place that Moses met Jesus again. And the Bible says, let's just read it there. Behold.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So where's the mountain? Horeb. What's the name of the rock? Now there's a stone there, and God says, go and hit the stone. And Moses goes there, and he hit what? The stone. And what happened? Water came out of the rock. When he hit the stone at Mount Horeb, water began to come out of the rock. And the people began to drink from this rock. Are you understanding this?
Yes, sir.
This mountain is a very spiritual mountain. Let's go. Let's go to the New Testament. I want you to know what this rock was. In 1 Corinthians 10, all right, from verse 1, the Bible says, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. Okay? It says you should not be what? You should not be ignorant. Whatsoever was happening at that mountain was not physical, was spiritual. This is Apostle Paul writing in the New Testament. He says what happened on that mountain was not physical. It was spiritual. Then he says, I do not want you to be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. In verse 2, the Bible says, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. In verse 3, then the Bible says, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. In verse 4, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock. And that rock that followed them. And that rock was crushed. Can you understand this? That at Mount Horeb, the stone that was there was not just a stone, but Jesus had come and appeared and turned into a stone. Are you not understanding this? No wonder when the woman was challenging Jesus, I can't give you water. Jesus says, I'm the one to give you water. Because I gave water. And she was mentioning Jacob. She said, hey, our forefathers Jacob told us not to share this. She said, hey, the Jacob we're talking about, his children drank water from me. This mount is a very spiritual mountain. The Bible says it's a Mount Horeb.
Yes.
And when they were all thirsty, the Bible says Jesus appeared.
Yes,
in the form of a rock. And Moses was told he hit the rock. When he hit it, water began to come out. It is a place we meet Christ. We are thirsty for Christ. We meet our calling. Our callings are identified. We begin to see miracles. At Mount Horeb. Moses threw the stick on the ground.
Yes,
it became a snake at Mount Horeb.
Wow.
It's a place we begin to learn the ways of God, the doings of God.
Yes.
But do not forget there's another mountain where you can get stuck.
Yes.
Mount Ararat.
Yes.
Let's go third mountain. Say third mountain.
Mountain.
There's another mountain called Mount Hor. H-O-R. Say Mount Hor. Let's go to the book of Numbers. In Numbers 20, verse 22. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Hor. Verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor, by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. In verse 25, take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up unto Mount Hor. In verse 26, and strip Aaron off his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son. And Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And there's another mountain here of Hor. God is not saying at Horeb. He's saying the mountain, this person must die. Mount Hor. This is known as the mountain of death. Not only that, it is also a mountain people lose callings. God said, you shall remove your garment. You shall no longer be a priest. Understand this. Aaron was not dying. He wasn't dying. But God said the only way for him to die, because he was a priest, the only way for him to die, he must remove his what? And God said he won't be sick. He said the moment he will remove his garment, he shall die. You didn't hear me. He says the moment he shall remove his garment, he shall what?
Die.
The moment you shall lose your calling. We have people who God called you in different ways. Some of you are intercessors. Some of you are kingdom financiers. Some of you have a calling that you just usher. Some of you have got callings on pulpit. Some of you are prophets or prophetess, whatever it is. But the moment you remove your gown, someone raise up a hand and say, help me, God.
Help me, God.
I don't want to lose my calling.
I don't want to lose my calling.
Whatever God gave you as a calling, never lose it. Imagine, God says, we are not using any other mountain. We are using Mount Hor. When you reach at Mount Hor, I pray may God deliver you from this mountain. May you never meet this mountain. And you see, what I'm teaching you now, why are they called spiritual? Because God was involved. God was involved. He chooses Mount Hor because when you go there, you lose your calling. It's a place where people lose their callings. It's a place people lose their glory. It's a place people lose their anointing. It's a place people lose their ability. It's a place people lose their strength. It's a place people are able to see that they are losing what they have. And when he lost it, the Bible says he died. Let's go under the mountain. There is another mountain called Mount Gilboa. Say Mount Gilboa.
Mount Gilboa.
This mountain, it is a mountain of curses. May you never be in this mountain.
Yes.
We have people who are actually operating from this mountain. You see, these mountains will actually teach you locations where you are. This teaching, by the time I'll be done, you will know the location, your address. This teaching will teach you. You will know that I think I'm at Horeb. I am meeting the Lord. I'm discovering my calling. I'm knowing this. I'm thirsty. Oh, no, I think I'm at home. You are giving up on your calling. Like, I don't think I was called by God. I think I'm giving up. The moment you have all those thinkings and thoughts, I don't think I can make it. Just know that we actually know the address where you are. I don't think so. There's too many problems around me. Ah! It is Mount Horeb. Where people become thirsty. Are you here, somebody?
Yes, sir.
people become thirsty. If you're so thirsty, I want to save God. I want to do this. We know where you are. You are meeting Christ. You are drinking from Christ. There is a spiritual rock. Now, let's go into the other mountain quickly. If the devil is monitoring you, what he does, if he sees you about to go far, he will just give you Ararat. If they give you Ararat mountain, no matter, you may actually be anointed, but stuck. With your anointing, stuck. Oh, Father. Oh, Shaka Baba Baba. Shaka Baba Baba. Say, Shaka Baba Baba will not move. Jesus says, you shall command the mountain. Be you removed. There was a reason why he spoke that scripture. You shall say to the mountains. Are you speaking to your mountains? How will you speak? You don't know them. Now you know. Now if you know you are stuck, you're just going to say, Ararat, get out. I won't be stuck over this place here. You Mount Hall, I command you out. I'm not losing myself here. I'm not losing my calling over here. I'm not losing my garment over here. I'm not losing my mantle over here. In the name of Jesus, I command you, get out of my way by the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's how you begin to know mountains. Because people just say, mountains? What mountain are you talking about? Where the pastor who shall command the mountains? Which mountains are you talking about? You've been casting even Horeb. As I'm talking, Horeb was cast out a long time ago. Say Mount Gilboa. Say Mount Gilboa. This mountain is so dangerous. This mountain targets anointed people. And it is also a mountain of curses. Remember? I've told you that that's where curses are. Yes. It also targets anointed people. At Mount Gilboa, that's where curses were made. At Mount Gilboa, it is also where anointed people died. The difference is that Mount Hall, people lose their callings. But here, you are targeted. You are monitored. King Saul and his son were being monitored closely and were slaughtered at Gilboa. They monitor you. What I'm talking about here is not death like the death of hope where you die physically. I'm talking about where you're actually there, but spiritually you are dead. You can even still preach. And people, oh, it's so powerful, but actually spiritually you are gone. You can still be in church and shout, I receive my Father. Eish. Oh, prophet. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Which God are you talking about? You are slain. It is a place of curses. People are cursed. At this mountain, rain does not come. Until today. David cursed this mountain. Until today, if you go to Israel, ask them which mountain doesn't have rain. It's Gilboa. Rain falls around like, you see, this is a mountain. Rain falls around it like this. Because it was cursed. Rain falls around it. Rain does not drop over it. There is nothing green growing over it. Gilboa. And the people are operating over this mountain. You're wondering why your things are not moving. It is your address. Let me show you a scripture. All right. 2 Samuel 1. 2 Samuel 1, verse 21. What does the Bible say? You mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty is verily cast away, the shield of Saul as though he had not been anointed with oil. Give me an NIV. I want someone to read it. Just read the NIV. I want you to read louder.
Verse 21. Mountains of Gilboa, may you have neither dew nor rain. May no showers fall on your terraced field. For there the shield of the mighty was despised. The shield of Saul no longer rubbed with oil.
I told you, right? Where even Saul lost his shield, his sword, the anointed man lost his. He says, may there be no rain over you. May there be no things, nothing to be growing over this mountain. It is a place where if you find yourself over such a mountain, your life will never move. You just say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command Holy Ghost fire. You are praying from Gilboa. Where are you praying for? I know there are people who don't understand these things. I will teach you something just now. Location matters. Spiritually, location matters. Someone told me, he's like, I can't be affected by things. I'm in Christ. I said, all of us. But we are all in Christ and we can't be affected. But that doesn't mean that demons won't come after you. If demons can't possess you, if they can't come and possess your soul, they will possess your money. I'm telling you, things are happening in the realm of the spirit. You are monitored. The enemy is coming after you. I showed you scriptures when Jesus' fasting was being monitored. Didn't I show you? Yes. Can you imagine the Bible? When he was hungry, the devil came. He even monitored his stomach. That now he's hungry. If I go now, he will fall for it. If Jesus was being monitored, who do you think you are? The baptism of Jesus was being monitored by demons. When God said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Immediately, Jesus was led into the wilderness. The first thing the devil said was, if you are indeed the son of God, if you are indeed the son of God, where did the devil hear this statement? When Jesus was being baptized, the devil was monitoring. So all your projects, your business, your wedding, your marriage, your finances, your ministry, your calling, everything is being monitored. The moment Paul arrived in a city, people went to the king and they said, the men who have turned the whole world upside down have now come in our city. All their movements were being monitored. That's what I tell you. You wonder why you have money. Every time you have money, there is a responsibility. Either your child is sick, your mother, you have to remove the money and handle. Either your car has got a problem, you have to fix it. Because you are being monitored. Every moment something great is about to happen, something just has to happen and destroy everything. Because you are being monitored. But I said, we are standing here in the whole month. We are commanding in the name of the Lord. Whatsoever has been monitoring you will never come again. Affliction will never come for the second time. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus. So you must understand these mysteries. Mount Gilboa. He says, you Mount Gilboa. Men, rain never come to you because the anointed fall at this mountain. Anointed people fall at this mountain. You wake up in the morning. Your everything's okay, but you think everything is moving well. But hear me, you could be operating over this mountain. Your life can be actually at this mountain. There's no rain, there's no dew, there is no hope, there is no life. Nothing is growing, nothing is moving, nothing at all. There is completely no hope. It's a place of curses. It is a cursed location. You're not supposed to operate from here. Somebody say, understanding spiritual mountains. Are you following? Now let's go ahead. All right, let's look at Mount Carmel. What happens on this mountain? Somebody's gonna be like, fire comes down. Wow, it's a place you have to meet. You deal with witchcraft. You deal with satanic forces. You deal with principalities and powers. It is a place where Elijah had to face the 400 false prophets. Not only that, but the Queen Jezebel. It is a place the enemy puts you into temptations. The lust for life, for money, everything will come for you at this place. It's a place you meet Jezebel. It is a place you have to challenge. There were 400 false prophets, all of them also doing magic, to compete with Elijah. I know many believers get just excited with the fire. And they say, oh, Mount Carmel, fire came down. There was more than fire that happened there. He was dealing with wizards, witches. He was dealing with Jezebel, a spiritual woman. He dealt with a lot of things happening. And as I'm talking to you now, there are people who are born again. They are fire for God like Elijah, but they are facing resistance. They are facing witchcraft. They are facing demonic influences and sabotages. But I promise you, you're going to win. If your fire has to come from heaven, fire will come down. As long as you are here, as long as the fire is in your heart, it doesn't matter who's coming against you, who's standing on your way. At Mount Carmel, we meet everything. We see everything. But we finally come out with a testimony. It doesn't matter. This is a place we face everything. So when you see Jesus climbing a mountain, it's not like he's just doing for fun. He's knowing he's dealing with a mountain. Tell your neighbor, are you here? So when people talk about Elijah and Mount Carmel, all they think is fire. Something more than the fire. It's a place we meet manipulation. It is a place we meet what wants to challenge us. If you're a believer, if you think you're anointed, if you think you pray, if you think, the enemy also raises up a standard against you. It is a place where we show people that we are not your level. We can pass through all these things. We can meet all these things. But finally, we'll come out to be number one. And I prophesy to anyone watching me now, whatsoever you are facing now, it doesn't matter, whatsoever you are meeting in life this moment, it will just make you. If people are thinking and smiling that it's your downfall, they must think twice. Because they just don't know where you are coming from. They don't know the battles you have faced. They just don't know what Elijah had gone through. They don't know. They just don't have an idea. And I promise you, you'll walk out of this and every enemy shall be ashamed. At Mount Carmel, yes, it's not only fire that came.
Yes, sir.
It also rained.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't hear me. It's not just fire. Fire came to prove that he's a man of God. And that the God of Israel, he's a true God. Not only that, rain also came to prove the same things. If it has to rain, it will rain. God will do anything he can for you on your sake. Just to prove them wrong. They think, oh, that man is finished. Who? That woman, is finished. Come on. At Mount Carmel, Maybe at Ararat. Maybe at Hor. Maybe at Gibeah. But at Mount Carmel, it doesn't matter whether you're 400 witches.
Yes.
It is a place we challenge people.
Yes.
Am I talking to you?
Yes.
My prophet.
It is a place we show people,
my God,
that the God whom we are serving day and night, He's not just a God we read in the newspapers. He's a God who demonstrates His power.
Yes.
And I prophesy to somebody tonight.
My God.
It doesn't matter how many battles you're facing right now. But I came here to prophesy over your spirit. I came here to prophesy over your life. I came here to prophesy over your career, over your calling, your ministry, your church. I came to prophesy over your finances. It is not over.
My God.
Fire will come down. Rain will come down. Finances will come down. Opportunities will come down. Miracles will come down.
My God.
If you're being monitored, and I want you to hear this, this is very important to understand this. Mount Carmel.
Yes, sir.
Say Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel.
Somebody says spiritual mountains.
Spiritual mountains.
These are spiritual mountains. And they're happening in people's lives. Now, if we just remove the mountain and sit and look at the experience, it will relate with you. You find that it's either you are at Horeb, where you are meeting your calling, you are discovering your calling, you are thirsty for Christ, or you find yourself that you are at what? At Ararat. You are just stuck. So let's remove the mountains and see what happens on these mountains. You find that actually these mountains are there spiritually. I'm here to prophesy. In the name of Jesus, every mountain of curses that some of you, your business is operating upon, or your children are operating upon, or your finances are operating upon, it couldn't be you, but what you do, maybe it's operating over one of these mountains. I stand in the name of Jesus that every element of curse, every element of any demonic interference over your life tonight, is terminated. I say it's terminated. It's terminated. In the name of Jesus. Say your mountain.
Causing pain in my life.
I remove you now. I cast you out.
I cast you out.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.